On Crick Info Talk.
India's base attack for the Test series against England will be spearheaded by Zahir Khan, who with 47 Test caps has 34 more games under his belt than the remaining four of the attack put together, as Srishant, RP Singh, Ishan Sharma and Ranadeep Bose. Ayakhila Rangana caught up with former England baseman Angus Fraser, perhaps one of the most consistent and controlled bowlers for England in the 90s, and asked him how he thought the Indian attack would fare in England. India playing the test with a relatively inexperienced pace attack with the exception of Zahir Khan. How seriously does this hamper the team's chances?
Well, I think it is important to have experience of English conditions, and as you said, Zahir Khan is the only bowler that has really done that. RP Singh and Ranadeep Bose are all pretty, as you said, inexperienced bowlers and haven't been here before, and it will take them some time to get used to the conditions and maybe the bowling philosophy in England, which is slightly different to other parts of the world.
Test matches are won on getting 20 wickets, so how do you see this actually impacting the bowlers? I mean, as in, do you see a lot of pressure being put on them to actually deliver the goods?
I think it'll be interesting because, I mean, England's bowling attack has been inexperienced at times, and they haven't bowled as well as they would have liked at times. So I think the test matches obviously will be won by the side that does take 20 wickets most often. India have got good spinners, and they seem to be quite light on the team. And so there might be matches that require four seamers, so you'd have thought that they may want some sort of backup somewhere along the line, but they're obviously expecting the weather to improve. The summer in England so far has been miserable. It's been overcast, it's been wet, and the conditions have been helpful for fast bowlers rather than spin bowlers.
Right.
Even though Monty Ponsar has taken some wickets, so you just wonder whether India have brought enough seamers with them.
You just mentioned, conditions in England are favouring the fast bowlers, favouring swing and seam bowling. So, in light of that, maybe the youngsters could, tend to get carried away of seeing such helpful conditions. So, what do you think they need to guard against?
Well, I was just looking at a piece on your website by Troy Cooley, and saying England, you keep things simple, and that's absolutely right. Maybe on the flatter surfaces, more benign surfaces that you play on in the subcontinent, you're looking for reverse swing sometimes as a seam bowler or as a fast bowler, you've got to make it happen. But if the weather's overcast, if it's cloudy, if there's a bit of moisture in the pitch, what you want to do is to pitch the ball consistently on a good length. And if you can do that, no matter what pace you bowl at, you're going to be highly effective. So it's interesting to see Ranadeep looking at his career records. I know he hasn't played a test match yet, but he's got a good strike rate. He takes nearly four wickets a game. He's got a good economy rate. So obviously he's a bowler that does consistently bowl in the right area. But I think, we know about Zahir Khan because we've seen him here before.
Right.
He's an aggressive left-arm seamer. When he gets it right, he can be devastating, but there are times when he's a bit wayward. The interesting one is Srishant. I was very impressed with him when England toured India a couple of years ago. I think he's a very exciting young fast bowler who very skillful. He does get the ball to swing. He does get the ball to nip around. He can be a bit excitable at times, but he's certainly someone who could enjoy the English conditions.
When Australia toured there, the Ashes, reverse swing played a major role. How much of a factor do you think it will be this time around?
Well, it depends on the weather. If the sun comes out and it's dry and the pitches are hard and the squares are worn, then yes, reverse swing could become an issue. But if the weather stays like it is, it will not be such a huge issue because the outfields will be lush and green, the squares will be soft, and a cricket ball will not be scuffed up as much as it would do in hot dry conditions. So
one of the key batsmen for England will obviously be Kevin Peterson. Now he has the ability to impose himself on the bowling, take the tack to the bowlers. How do you see this actually mentally challenging this young, inexperienced Indian attack?
Well, it will be a challenge because Peterson's name getting bigger and bigger, and he's becoming more and more impressive as a batsman. He is one of the leading players in the world, and the danger for a bowler is that you suddenly start playing Kevin Peterson's game rather than the one that you want to play yourself. And I think that's important for bowlers, is the fact that you're actually bowling and you're trying to play the sort of game that you've planned out before the match. You don't suddenly start chasing wickets and bowling balls or bowling spells or overs that you hadn't planned in a desperate attempt to get him out. I think the way to to bowl at Peterson is he's got to be very disciplined. If you bowl bad balls at him, he's going to hit them for four. But he does like to get on with it. He does like to dominate. And if you can deprive him of run scoring opportunities, then he's likely to maybe play or go for a spectacular shot and maybe make a mistake. If you don't bowl particularly well at Peterson, he'll hammer you.
We've spoken about, you know, the inexperience of the pace attack. So, in effect, how much of pressure added do you think this puts on someone like Anil Kumble?
It puts a lot of pressure on Anil Kumble, but there again, he's used to it. So he's played over 115 test matches, he's got 550 test wickets, so he's used to dealing with pressure. He's a magnificent performer, magnificent man, very impressive, both on and off the field, and a credit to Indian cricket. He'll bowl a lot of overs, he always does bowl a lot of overs, he concedes very few runs, he takes his wicket. I mean, he's a magnificent bowler, so India are lucky to have him to fall back on, and he's a bowler that can be effective, or spin bowler that can be effective in all conditions, as is proven. And I actually like Ramesh Power as well. I know it's quite a brave decision to leave Harbhajan Singh out, but again, I like the look of Power when England toured India a year or so ago. He bowled the ball slowly, he was an attacking spinner. I know he's maybe not the best of athletes, but I think as a out-and-out spin bowler, he looked very good.
So, you know, when you look at the composition of the Indian side, keeping in mind the inexperience of the bowling attack, do you think they should perhaps go in for an extra batsman and strengthen their batting and use the bowlers in a restricted capacity, or perhaps take the risk and punt and get in that extra seamer?
It's a difficult. I think India in the past have preferred to play the extra bat, haven't they? I mean, they look to play two spinners, so they can bowl a lot of overs each day and save the seams for short bursts. Maybe that will be different in England because, again, it all depends on the pitches. If the pitches are good for batting, then you need an extra bowler. If the pitches are green and they look like they're going to do a bit, then you need an extra batsman. So those are the options you need. I think Munaf will be missed. I thought he was, again, him and Srisanth, I thought were outstanding when England toured India. He'll be missed because he would do very well in English conditions. A good sort of honest seam bowler that bowls a good line on or about off stump and seams the ball away. And if you had him, Srisanth and Zaheer Khan, I think you've got a pretty good attack, certainly if you've got the likes of Anil Kumble and Ramesh Power backing it up.
You just spoke about the Indian middle order. What sort of questions do you think the Indian bowlers will be looking to pose to them? Obviously, that's the strength of the Indian batting lineup.
It is. I suppose the one thing you do say about that middle order is that it's getting on. Dravid's 34, Tendulkar's 34, Ganguly's 34, Laxman, I say, all right, he's a bit younger, 32.
Yeah.
They've all played a lot of cricket. They've all been around for quite some time, and I know everybody enjoys touring England, and it's always a big tour to go on. But the challenge for them is to show the same desire and motivation as they did on the previous tour, because they played very well on that tour, and the challenge for them is to play the play to that standard again.
You're listening to Crick Info Talk